With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. House Republicans have released records showing that then-Vice President Biden was much more involved in Hunter Biden's overseas business affairs, specifically his business dealings in Ukraine, than he has admitted.
According to the records, Joe exchanged emails with his son Hunter's business associate, Eric Schwerin, 54 times while he was serving as vice president. All told, then-Vice President Biden emailed Schwerin 35 times before and after his 2014 trips to Ukraine. Most of the communication took place in the lead-up to and following an agreement for Hunter to serve on the board of Burisma. Edwin Mora, Washington.
What to do about the record-shattering flood of illegal immigrants surging across the southern border? White House National Security Advisor John Kirby says the president has a plan.
President Biden has asked Secretary of State Tony Blinken, Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, and White House Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood-Randall to travel to Mexico in coming days to meet with President López Obrador and his team to discuss further actions that can be taken together to address current border challenges.
But Republicans insist that real border security, as demonstrated by President Trump, involves enforcing U.S. immigration law, adhering to the Remain in Mexico policy, and building the border wall. Also at SRNnews.com, Rudy Giuliani has filed for bankruptcy, the Chapter 11 filing coming days after he was ordered to pay $148 million in a defamation suit brought by two former Georgia election workers. A Giuliani spokesman says this will give the former New York City mayor and Trump attorney time and space to pursue an appeal. Watching Wall Street, stock futures in the red so far this morning. Dow futures down 109 points, the Nasdaq futures off 26. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A under attack again.
The fast food chain is Christian-owned and has always been closed on Sundays to honor the Sabbath. But Democrats in the New York State Assembly are pushing a bill that would specifically require restaurants along the New York State Thruway to be open on Sundays. Chick-fil-A has been boycotted and is already opposed by liberal lawmakers and university officials across the country, because its owner publicly stated his support for biblical marriage back in 2012. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis has made another pronouncement that will concern conservative Catholics. The pontiff has ordered Vatican bureaucrats to avoid rigid ideological positions that prevent them from understanding today's reality. This comes just days after Francis sparked global controversy by formally allowing Catholic priests to bless same-sex couples and a radical change of Vatican policy. This is SRN News. One South American country may harvest a windfall from the depths of the ocean.
The Colombian government will try to raise objects from the 1708 shipwreck of the galleon San Jose, which is believed to contain a cargo worth billions of dollars. The fate of the 300-year-old wreck has been controversial because it's both an archaeological and an economic treasure. The first attempts will be made between April and May, depending on ocean conditions in the Caribbean. Colombia's culture minister pledged it would be a scientific expedition, but the ship's 11 million gold and silver coins, emeralds, and other precious cargo from Spanish-controlled colonies could be worth billions of dollars if ever recovered. Keith Peters reporting.
American EV maker Tesla's plans to produce energy storage batteries in China are moving ahead with a signing ceremony for the land acquisition for the new factory in Shanghai. More details at SRNnews.com.